As communicators, we hear and talk about branding all the time. But how do you know when it's the right time to rebrand? And how is branding more than logos and color palettes? Finally, what do you look for in the person or team that is leading your rebrand? Our guest today, the founder and owner of Reactor Design Studio, gives us insight into all these issues and will share in more detail at our event on August 21st. I'm Roy Harriman, and this is the KCIABC Today podcast. Today we are joined by Clifton Alexander, who has the title of owner and creative Chuck Norris of Reactor Design Studio, which is located in the Crossroads neighborhood of Kansas City. Clifton is also the speaker at our Thursday, August 21st breakfast at Rio on the Plaza, where he'll be talking about rebranding for success. Well, Clifton, before I ask you about your upcoming presentation, can you tell us a little bit about what makes your business, Reactor, a unique design studio? And also, why did you pick that name? That's a really interesting name.
You know, we've been in business 11 years now, and when I was searching for a name, even before I opened up the company, there were a lot of names that were the standard or just something that didn't really fit or didn't seem right. And I kind of stumbled across the word Reactor, and at the time, it just really fit perfectly into kind of the direction I wanted to take the studio and what I wanted to be and my philosophies and all those sorts of things. And it still is very much relevant to us today, you know. The name just really fit to us. You know, we're a company that's always moving, changing, adapting to what's new and unique, that sort of thing. We're not resting on old ideas, and just the name Reactor really fit that very well for me back in the day, 11 years ago, and it still fits us right now. In terms of just what makes us unique as a design studio, you know, we have roots as a design studio, but we're really a full-service branding, marketing shop. You know, we handle pretty much anything that our clients bring to us, anything that we don't do in-house. We have great, wonderful partners that we outsource to. But one of the things that's really cool about us is we really don't have that one specific product that we offer. Everything that we create or build for our clients is totally unique to their objectives and their goals. We place a really high emphasis on the art and craft of design, and I think we push for unique textures, unique papers, processes in some of our print things, and even going online when we do digital marketing. We're always looking for things that are more engaging to the audience. And our tagline that we actually use is Be Epic. We want our clients to be epic. And the acronym for EPIC is actually Engaging People in Conversation.
Well, that gets right to the topic that you're going to speak to us about at KCIABC. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you a foundational question, and that is, how do you know it's time to rebrand? It seems like there's always a creative tension within organizations between people who are ready to rebrand every 18 months and people who don't ever want to change anything. So how do you know when it's time?
That's a great question. I get asked that same question all the time from potential clients as we're going in and we're starting to talk to them. But my number one answer to that, there's really a lot of reasons, but my number one answer is when the outside, the appearance of your company and what people see and experience does not match what's actually going on the inside. So say you're a company that's been in business for a very long time, and you've never changed anything about your branding or your marketing, but yet your internal core people are very young and dynamic and are full of new ideas and fresh perspectives on everything that you sell or that you do, and your outside then is starting to not match what's going on the inside. People will start to look at you just from that initial perspective as being old or being stodgy when the complete opposite is true, right? And so that's my number one thing, is really when what you're pushing out to the world is not matching what's happening internally and how you work. The other thing is a little more simplistic, but whenever there's some major change in an organization, say a new owner comes on board, the name changes because of different ownership or is bought out by a different company or something like that. Maybe you're entering a new market. Maybe you've experienced some tremendous growth and you want to continue that growth. Those are the other types of things that are a little bit easier to measure. But again, that number one thing is just when you're outside doesn't really match your inside anymore, that's when you can really start to know.
Clifton, one of the points in the presentation notes that I was looking at, it says that you are going to talk about the fact that rebranding may be necessary in order to stay relevant. Is that, when you say relevant, is that kind of an extension of what you just explained, that the exterior components, the branding components, need to match the excellence that's happening inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very much it. And it's also being relevant. It could mean a lot of different things to a lot of people. It's way beyond being cool or hip, right? It's definitely part of being up to date with what's modern times, but really you have to look at your competitors too. What are your competitors doing? If your competitors seem more relevant or interesting to your prospects, then you're going to start to lose out on some business. So you start looking at your competitors and you also are looking to your audience. And if your audience is young teenagers and you're not on social media, then your brand isn't relevant right now, and the same thing goes for different age groups. Being relevant is really just about being where your audience is and making sure that you're definitely keeping up with and going beyond what your competitors are doing.
I mean, you have touched upon this, but you could sum up, why does branding matter? Some people sitting around a conference room table, they're trying to cut the budget, they're trying to improve the bottom line. Someone has a proposal out for a new logo, and the response is, look, we've already got a great business. We don't need a new color palette. Let's put
right.
that back in the drawer.
All right, sure. the first way I would answer that, honestly, is by kind of diving into a little bit of what exactly is the brand. And, your logo and your color scheme are obviously a huge part of your brand. They're a very visible part of your brand. But one of the things that a lot of companies don't understand is that your brand is a very holistic thing. I mean, you're talking anything that you can touch and feel, from your logo to your business cards to your physical office space. All of those things are part of your brand, but then also many, many intangible things. We talk about this a lot. Some of the intangible things that people don't even think about that are part of their brand could be your customer service team, how they answer the phone, something as simple as that, to something as complex as how you price yourself. There's a lot of companies that build their entire brand around their pricing model, whether they're the low-cost pricing model or whether they're the high-end luxury pricing model. And so you really have to look at that from a lot of different angles. And so it's so much more than just the logo and your color scheme, right? But the other reason really is this is 2014. We talked a lot about engaging people in conversations a little bit earlier. We're well beyond the age where you can just put a sign on your building and people will walk in. Chances are, if somebody's walked into your office, they've probably been to your website first. They've probably looked you up on Yelp if you're a consumer or a restaurant type business. They've probably maybe they've driven by and seen your sign, but then they've pre-qualified you in a way before they walk in. And that's really the age that we're living in.
Well, Clifton, great insights. Thank you for joining us today. And we've just really had an appetizer of what will be offered at our Thursday, August 21st breakfast at Brio on the Plaza, where Clifton will be talking about rebranding for success. And you can register for that event at www.kc.iabc.com. Thank you so much, Clifton.
Thanks, Ray. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you for joining us for KCIABC today. the podcast of the Kansas City chapter of the International Association of Business Communicators. To get automatic updates to this podcast, you can subscribe on our iTunes or YouTube channel. Learn more about us and contact us at kc.iabc.com. Thanks again.